So last night I got to watch, go to the Kennel and watch the Gonzaga Bulldogs play basketball, which not too many people get to do. So my day was pretty amazing yesterday. And I was thinking about that, like, well, I'm preaching about holding on to God, and I'm living in this world, this amazing, these amazing things that happened to me yesterday. And I was like, none of those are bad things, but just be careful about what we're holding on to. Two of the songs I picked that Linda and her crew played, Who Am I? I picked that because who am I? I am a person that God cares about and loves, and he holds on to me, and he wants me to hold on to him, right? So that was a powerful song for me. The other one was He Reigns. What else do you need to say? He reigns throughout the world. It's not about the world. It's about who's in charge and who's in control. So those were two special songs to me. Last week, Pastor Dave talked a little bit about idolatry. He mentioned some things that we hold on to in this world. And I want to dive a little deeper into that today. And, you know, I want to think about what it is that we hold on to. We live in this world. It is what we know. We see everything every day that we experience, all these things in this world. And really, it's all we know. So it's hard to think about other things. We understand spirituality and the Bible and what God tells us, but we live here and we do things here in this world. And so we're told not to live of the world while we live in it, and that's very difficult. My scripture today is 1 John 2:15 through 17. If you've been in Dave's Bible study, this was a recent one that we've done. It says, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you, for when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from the world, and this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." How do we do that? It's difficult. I want you to think today about some of the things that you hold on to in this world. And I'll mention a few, some of the bigger ones, I think. But you've got yours as well, right? You've got the things that you grab onto in this world instead of grabbing onto Jesus. Obviously, money is the big one. Anybody ever talked about money or thought about money? Or, yeah, maybe, right? It's not a huge thing of mine, but I used to worry about money, and then one day I went, why? I have enough. I don't need more. It was a relief to stop worrying about it. But we all talk about it at our work. We talk about, oh my gosh, I need a raise. I don't have enough. Come on, he makes more than I do, and I work harder, and they have more than I do, and man, I don't have enough money to pay my bills or buy the things I want. It's such a prevalent topic of conversation, and we all think about it. And then we think about the Hollywood stars and the sports stars that make millions and millions of dollars a year, and we go, well, that must be nice. Is it? Does it matter? Are many of them happy because they have a lot of money? I don't think so. But it's an obsession with us. It seems to be so important to so many people. Money often becomes a god. So instead of holding on to Jesus, we're holding on to, I need money. The scripture that this says this best to me is 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierce themselves with many griefs." Is that true? Do we see that? Yeah, we do. The next one is, I think, as big as money almost, possessions, material goods, things. Okay, we want things, right? It seems to be so important. I'm not a stuff person. I don't like a lot of stuff, but I've done it too. Oh man, a new car would be really nice. Right? Wow, I love that new boat over there. Man, it'd be great to have some really fancy new appliances in my house. The things that we buy, the things that we want to buy. A lot of people think that buying things will make them happy. I've seen it. I know some people like that. Wow, I'll go buy this thing and I'll be happy. For what? 30 seconds? 2 minutes? A day? And then what happens? It's just another thing, right? It's just another thing in your house. But people think they can be happy by grabbing onto things instead of holding on to Jesus. The media is intensely pressuring us to need, want things, right? The advertisements that we see all the time, if we watch TV or in magazines or whatever, on the internet, the advertisements are intense. And they tell us that getting things will make us happy. You got to have this, man. This is the greatest. You need this thing. Man, this is the best thing that ever came along. The one I love is, you can't live without this. And I go, wait a minute. I'm 66 years old and I don't have that. I'm still here. How is that possible? Because I don't have that thing I can't live without. And so the intense media pressure is bad. The season's Christmas. Christmas becomes, what can I get? How much can I get? What cool present can I get? And the pressure is crazy to buy those things. Better buy that brand new greatest awesome toy for your kid, because you don't want to be the loser parent that doesn't get that for your kid, right? That's intense. Got to have that. Got to have those really cool things. You know, here's a great one. Hey, buy your wife, husbands, buy your wife that diamond necklace, and your marriage will be perfect forever. Right? Yeah. Or wives, buy your husband that super cool sports car and your marriage will be awesome, because that's what it's all about. Right? Those things. Black Friday coming up here pretty soon. It's incredible. People spend their entire Thanksgiving holiday thinking about when they need to be to the store, right? To buy that super cool thing that's on sale. And there's only 10 of them. So you better get here early. And then we've all heard this. This is really sad. The mobs, the stampeding for that thing, the people get hurt. Literally, this happens every year, right? You hear about it all the time, that that people will do anything to get that thing. I find that pretty sad, but it's so true in our world. So we hold on to those things instead of holding on to Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 2 says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. There it is. Pretty simple, but pretty difficult. The next one I thought about is jobs or your career. So many people identify themselves with their career. I'm a doctor. I'm a teacher. I'm an engineer. I'm a whatever, fill in the blank. That's what I am, really. That doesn't identify me. But I've been there. When I was teaching and coaching, I was working massive hours. And I didn't care because I liked it, but it became who I was. That's not who I am. I am a person, and I was holding on to something that's of this world, not holding on to Jesus. To me, you hear about people who retire from a long-term career, and pretty soon they die because that's what they were holding on to. That's how they identified themselves. And so they missed who they were in God's eyes because they were holding on to something in this world, the job that was so important. This next one is so me. This is the one that I identify with the most, so it's confession time for me. I love adventure and excitement. I love to do adventurous things. Whatever your adventure is, anybody have some of those that you hold on to? I water ski. I snow ski. I've ziplined. I've ridden fast motorcycles. I've skydived. I've run races. I've run marathons. I've coached kids. I've coached state champions. Those are exciting things to me. And they're not bad things. They're just, what are you holding on to? There's so many people that do this thing that's so exciting and so adventurous. And then what have they got? They're constantly looking for the next one, right? Because that one's over. And if you live for that, you got to find the next one, and the next one, and the next one. I'm there. If you tell me I can't do something that's really risky and physical and adventurous, and I'm going to go do it just to prove you wrong. That's me. I love those things. But when we hold on to those, we have nothing left. There's an interesting story about Buzz Aldrin, second man who walked on the moon. He wrote two autobiographies. One is called Return to Earth, and one is called Magnificent Desolation. And in those books, he talks about his struggles with alcoholism and clinical depression. Why? Because he was addicted to that stuff. He flew jet planes. He flew in space. He walked on the moon. You walk on the moon, what do you do next? If you live for adventure, how do you top that one? Pretty hard to do, right? Oh, that's over. I can't ever do something that cool again, so it's over. I'm holding on to my adventures rather than holding on to Jesus. And that's probably my biggest one. Relationships. So complex, whether it's spouses, kids, parents, siblings, family members, colleagues, acquaintances, friends. God wants us to have great relationships, right? He put us here to relate to people. And those become very difficult because sometimes we struggle in those. Those relationships can be a struggle for us. Or whatever it is, we hold on to them in some way, whether it's holding on to that person, that relationship, and not being afraid to let it go because that's all we've got, or whether it becomes struggles within our relationships, getting upset, frustrated, angry, struggling to forgive. We want revenge sometimes on people who hurt us. We want to get back at somebody. Those relationships, that's not what God wants from us. He doesn't want us to hold on to that part. He wants us to hold on to the relationships that he had in mind for us. And I think the biggest thing here that occurs to me is, like I said, some of us, sometimes if we lose a relationship, we think we're done. I can't live without that relationship. And so we hold on to that rather than holding on to what's important. There's some scripture that goes along with all of this. Again, it's a very fine line, whether it's holding on to relationships, struggling with a relationship, and worrying and struggling and stressing about that, or letting go. Psalm 56:4 says, "In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Romans 12:17, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord." And then 1 John 3:11, "For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another." So however we're holding on to those relationships, and struggling with those and worrying and stressing about those, or holding on to someone, we're holding on to the wrong thing. We need to be holding on to Jesus. I kind of loved control, power, success, achievement together. I'm not so much into control and power. I don't want that. It's way too much. Success and achievement is something that I hold on to. I know I grew up without thinking that I could do much, or that I was worth much, or that, and that I couldn't succeed or achieve. And yet, when we hold on to those things, we're holding on to the wrong idea. If we have to be successful, if we have to achieve whatever that looks like to us, that's important to a lot of us. When I started running, I was pretty successful at that over time, but it didn't transfer to the rest of my life. But I was grabbing onto that. That's an achievement. That's something I can do. That's something I do well. That was a big deal for me. And yet, okay, God gave me this gift, right? But it's not the thing I should hold on to. When I became a coach and had some success there in coaching state championship teams and state championship individuals, I held on to that. I needed that. Wow, look what I did. I was successful, achieved something. I didn't do that. I had a hand in it, but he did it. I didn't do it. But holding on to those things that we think we achieve that are important to us, those things are not bad things. Coaching kids is awesome. Being successful in your career is awesome. Doing things that we love that are good things are amazing. But we can't hold on to those as our worth, because that's not what we should be holding on to, right? Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. I think a lot about what I'm doing these days and what I'm holding on to. And I've known that over many years that in many times, in many ways, I've held on to the wrong things. And I've identified some of those that I know are bad for me. I find it difficult to hold on to Jesus when I'm holding on to the things in the world. I live in this world. You live in this world. It becomes our focus. It becomes what's important. The things of this world become our idols and our gods. And yet, our time in this world is really short. As the song, Who Am I, says, hey, we're a vapor in the wind. We're a flower quickly fading. We don't have much time here on this earth. We're going to spend most of our time, all eternity, somewhere else. This is a very short stay here. And when we hold on to the things of the world for this very short time, we're letting go of the thing that's important, and that's holding on to Jesus. John 16, 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the reminder that we need to hold on to you, that's what's important. Help us remember that when we live in this world, we're not living out of this world. We're not grabbing onto things here, but that we're looking to you for all things and holding on to you. Amen.